Hello everyone, welcome to This Moment Here, a segment of the LSD podcast where I commit to staying in the moment by sharing my thoughts and learnings as they are happening. My name is Lesedi Sarama and I'm the host. I'm your one and only host. I don't know if you guys can hear my laundry in the back, but please ignore it. But in this moment here, I am realizing I'm in a season of just feeling moments as they happen, in the sense that I'm less inclined to controlling the outcome of situations, which rings true to previous episodes. I don't know if you guys have listened to previous episodes, but if you haven't, please go ahead and listen to previous episodes of the podcast in general, but also This Moment Here episodes. But yeah, I'm committed to staying in the moment, committed to letting go of the outcome, committed to, this one is a new one, and it's like, as the segment suggests, it's something I'm in the process of, so I'm not entirely sure if I am able and or willing to speak about it, but I'm gonna just, like, let the words run. Okay. Like letting go of the outcome in terms of relations with people. In every sense of the word, like, I think the past year has taught me a lot about detachment. I like to do this, like, reflection thing where I look back on certain moments in my life and understand what I was meant to learn from that, or, like, what those experiences granted me. And I think 2 years ago, the gift of the year, the fruits of the year, was love. You know, love in its entirety, you know, platonic, romantic. I think I got to understand love as well as the lack thereof, because I lost a lot of loved ones, and I gained a lot of loved ones. It was just like love was the theme. It's also when I started reading all about love. So I think in a way I was committed to choosing love. So I was like putting out the energy and getting it back. Yeah, so... And last year, I believe it taught me a lot about detachment. I don't know how many episodes, but I have a couple episodes where I mentioned detachment and, like, my journey with that, and how, like, moving across the world a couple times has forced me to detach from things. And that's what God, I believe, is, like, speaking into my life. Hold on, I'm out of breath. But, I believe last year I was meant to learn about detachment or become introduced to what that looked like in my life and how I need to exercise it in the future. And with that being said, I think it's what this season is, what I'm going through in this season is, like, I know a lot about detachment because, like I said, I was introduced to it last year. But I'm realizing how it could work in my detriment. Because for a long time, it was hard. Like, the initial stages was like, oh, I'm so angry that God gave me this thing and I love it and I know he meant for me to love it, but now he's forcing me to let go of it. Like, what is going on? Like, the first initial feeling was anger. And if you want to hear the other stages in depth, please go listen to my detachment episode. I don't know how long ago I posted it, but I think I still feel the same things I said in that episode. But my initial feelings with detachment was anger, and then I started, like, understanding it and understanding what it's teaching me. Because, like, the thing about life lessons is you'll keep coming across the same issue, coming across the same hurt, the same pain over and over again until you learn from it, Or at least that's what I believe and I'm choosing to believe, because it's worked for me so far. Yeah. But now I'm realizing in how many other ways that I've used it to mask a feeling that I might be having, or this is why I'm saying, like, I don't know that I know entirely, because I'm going through it, so I don't have the vocab, so bear with me. But okay, my mom called me for a second there, but I was saying I don't know that I have the vocab, so bear with me. But yeah, there's a lot that there's a lot of lessons that I've learned and that detaching has granted me, that I even have to detach from those learnings and thoughts when they no longer serve me. And that's been like kind of a mind F, because it's like, what, this was what, like you it's like a math equation, low-key, because it's like, okay, this was working, like life forced me to learn this thing from this pain that I was feeling, and now I'm experiencing maybe the same type of pain, but maybe a different type of pain, but the solution to the outcome that was working in the past isn't working now. So what? I'm supposed to let go of the solution to find a new one, but finding a new one is like a whole other, it's like starting a whole new math question when you didn't fully kind of complete the previous one. And it's like, I'm realizing now that life is like, there's no blueprints, guys. Why didn't they tell us? There's no blueprints to life. There's no right answer. There's no, like, I think it's also just like growing up in an education system. Just going to school every day teaches you that, okay, there's this type of question and there's only one correct answer to the question. And then you move into life and you encounter math problems. You encounter exam questions and there's no right answer. Or if even there is a right answer, it's dependent on the type of situation you're in, the type of life you're living, the timing, and it's like kind of exhausting, kind of debilitating, kind of humbling. But I was saying to my friend earlier, because we were talking about like boy problems, just like relationship issues, and I was telling her that I think if we didn't experience the pain that we experience, if we didn't encounter the problems that... If we didn't experience the pain that we're experiencing during these moments with these boys, these men, these relationships, we wouldn't leave. We wouldn't, like, feel forced to change the situation in whatever way that is. I don't mean that like leaving is always the right answer, but like we wouldn't feel the urge to change our environment, our situation, if it wasn't painful. So in that regard, I'm grateful for the pain. And it's also like me saying these things and actually believing them is proof enough that like I'm growing and I'm maturing and God is doing a big, big thing, a big work in me. And it's just beautiful to see, you know. That doesn't mean it's not hard. One thing about me, I'm going to talk about how hard it is. Okay, I'm not going to lie. It's not easy. Pimping ain't easy, but somebody's gotta do it. You know, like, pimping ain't easy, guys, but someone's gotta do it. And I think in this season, not I think, I know that in this season of my journey with God, I'm acknowledging that the pain, the confusion, the deep sadness, just all of the negative emotions, all of the negative connotations to life experiences is a gift, because it means God is changing me. God is using whatever moment I'm in to work for his glory in the future. And that's the thing, like, I have to remove myself. Like, it's not like God is doing a work in me so I can be this high and mighty person. No, God is doing a work in me so I can spread his gospel, and I'm working for his plan. And that's what, like, surrender looks like for me right now. Like, I don't have plans. I mean, granted, I do have a loosely written plan, which is just special because I was depressed and I didn't have a plan before. But, like, I have a plan, but, like, surrender looks like, yo, I have a plan, but God, let your will be done in my life. I'm here for you. I'm here to do what you want me to do, because he has plans not to harm you, but to prosper you. Okay? And I hope you know that. And there's been a lot of, ooh, baby, there's been a lot of shame. Hold on, I need to burp. My laundry's done, so I have to go soon. But there's been a lot of shame surrounding doing my work and surrendering to the path that God has outlined for me, because everyone's journey is different. Everyone's story is different. We might have, like, similar occurrences. But for the most part, there's no one size fits all in life. And it's been hard to find myself as a Christian, as a believer, as someone who's trying to be holy and like Jesus and just like a good Christian girly. It's been hard to find myself, or not even find myself, because I have free will. Okay, I know I have free will. It's been hard when I find myself in the middle of my sinful ways, in the middle of my sinful habits. It's been, yeah, that's the end of that sentence. It's been hard. There's been a lot of shame surrounding that, but I want to trust and believe that it's part of the journey. There's this thing that I heard from a Tim Ross episode where he said, like, you can't take anyone where you haven't gone. So, like, God can't use me to glorify his name and spread the gospel if I'm not who he has made me to be. And that just means, like the person he has made me to be has lived a whole life, has had specific types of experiences that allows them to be compassionate to someone and understand that hurt and understand that shame enough to let them know, you know, God loves you so much. Do you know that God forgave me for and do you think he doesn't love you for doing You know, like, I just know this is the Holy Spirit talking, because what? But yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. It's been interesting. And I'm grateful for the mindset I'm in right now, which is just like being joyful, being grateful. And I want you guys to know that this wouldn't be possible without God. Okay. You see me shining on Instagram? Just know it's the man upstairs. But yeah, guys, that's the end of this episode. I really hope whoever needed to hear this heard it at the time they needed to hear it. You know, I love you guys so much. Love you loads. And I'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for joining me in this moment here. Bye.